Christmas carols have been driving me crazy. Maybe a security camera caught that last bit of pickpocketing I did in the theater district. Hey, I needed money for pizza. Or maybe, unlikely as it seemed, the police were still looking for me, wanting to ask questions about my mom's murder. I packed my stuff, which took about 3 seconds. The sleeping bag rolled up tight and fit in my backpack with my toothbrush and a change of socks and underwear. Except for the clothes on my back, that's all I owned. With the backpack over my shoulder and the hood of my jacket pulled low, I could blend in with pedestrian traffic pretty well. Boston was full of college kids. Some of them were even more scraggly and younger looking than me. I turned to Blitz. Where'd you see these people with the flyers?
Beacon Street. They're coming this way. Middle-aged white guy and a teenage girl, probably his daughter.
I frowned. That makes no sense. Who?
I don't know, kid, but I gotta go.
Blitz squinted at the sunrise, which was turning the skyscraper windows orange. For reasons I'd never quite understood, Blitz hated the daylight. Maybe he was the world's shortest, stoutest homeless vampire.
You should go see Hearth. He's hanging out in Copley Square.